classic hits. Now let's go live to Triangle Park in downtown Calais with Jeff Demons and Associates.
And Associates is right. I mean, man, the rain is starting to come down, but that's not dampening the enthusiasm down here at all. We still have a lot of events we haven't even mentioned yet, so I'm going to let Marianne and Jaina take over here and run down through some of these events for Saturday.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks, Jeff. I really appreciate that. Well, since we are not having our typical international parade, we are having a princess, pirate, and superhero parade starting at 11 in the morning on Saturday morning, assembling behind Camden Bank. Kids and kids at heart are invited to dress in costume for a grand march across Main Street during the street fair. I understand there's also going to be prizes for all those who participate, so that sounds like a fun thing to do.
Right, and there's no entry, but kids can just dress up, have fun. Kind of picture, I guess, the Calais Free Library's Halloween parade that they do. That's always a big hit. Same idea. And it's going to start right behind Camden Bank and head down Main Street for all to see. So hopefully we get a lot of kids and kids at heart. They can dress up as groups, as individuals, whatever. It's going to be cute to watch.
And then we also have the Lions Club auction going on. We don't want to forget that. There's a, but that'll be in the parking lot adjacent to Camden Bank. Always a fun event. This auction gives winning bidders great items and gift certificates donated by local businesses and organizers. So all proceeds go to help the toward the local Lions Club charities.
That's right. And at 3, like we mentioned earlier, there's so much happening up at the skate park that Spencer McCormick and his crew with the skate park committee has done. And it's really important this year. They are focusing on mental health awareness and suicide prevention and awareness, so it'll be a good day. Lots of prizes and giveaways up there too, and it's free. They're going to have a skateboarding contest as well. Jeff Demons, I guess, is going to perform some stunts on the big ramp, so that'll be fun to watch as well.
Absolutely. And then we have our traditional soda drinking and pizza eating contest starting at 4 o'clock in the Triangle Park. Kids ages 9 to 17 can take part in the soda drinking contest. Those older can take part in the annual pizza eating contest. So show up and eat all your
right.
heart's desire.
And that's a great event every year, sponsored by Joe's Diner and Pizzeria. So, you know, everybody loves that. Don't forget, 6 o'clock, too, is a concert in the park featuring Alan Cook. If anybody remembers the wonderful harvest dinner that was catered by Crumbs last year for the Scarecrow Festival, it was Alan Cook who played at that. So we've invited him back for the concert in the park at 6.
There you go. And then we've got our chalk art fun that starts at 6:30 there at the Triangle Park. Come create some colorful masterpieces on the sidewalk. Parents and guardians must remain with the child for safety, but bring your own chalk supplies or borrow some on site. It's free to take part. It'll be a lot of fun with some beautiful artistic value. We've seen a lot of those last year. They were great.
Yeah, it is happening right during the concert in the park, too, so the kids can enjoy the music while they decorate the sidewalks. 7:30, while there's a break in the concert, it's one of the organizer's favorite event. It's this candy scramble. Laurel has purchased so much candy, and we get to heave it at the children. It's so much fun. The kids will walk away like they've been trick-or-treating with the amount of candy. With big smiles on their faces. So that's always fun, even just to watch the kids gather up the candy.
And they need to bring their own bags, correct?
Yeah, I recommend bringing a bag. They'll have their pockets overflowing, for sure, if they don't.
Absolutely. And then our conclusion for Saturday is, of course, the spectacular fireworks starting at 8:45 right over the St. Croix River. Every year it proves to just be beautiful, and this year is going to be right in there with it as well. So come on down to the waterfront and enjoy the beautiful, beautiful fireworks display as the festival comes to an end.
That's right. And thanks to our generous, generous sponsors this year who've made this happen. We were scurrying at the beginning, wondering what we were going to do for funds, but as always, our local businesses really stepped up. We've received donations to make this all possible from Calais Community Hospital, the Town of St. Stephen, the City of Calais. Ken Thomas at International Motel always steps up and helps out. Machias Savings Bank, H&R Block, the Calais Lioness Club made a donation for it. Rhonda and Jake Chambers in their adult homes donated. Duncan, Martins, O'Brien's, Sunrise Eye Care, and of course WQDY and the Calais Advertiser. Also Tammy J. Smith Accounting. Am I missing anybody, Laurel?
Calais Press.
Calais Press. They made a wonderful donation to us as well. And if I'm forgetting anyone, I apologize, but the complete list can be found on our Facebook event page, St. Croix Homecoming Festival.
And I understand, too, that St. Stephen has even donated towards the fireworks.
They did. Since the town of St. Stephen did to make it happen, and there'll be lots of our Canadian friends on the other side watching from the St. Croix River.
Yeah.
And I also want to talk a little bit about the about your Facebook page now. Your Facebook page, if there's any change in the event and the schedule or anything, tell them where they can go to find that out.
Yeah, right on the Facebook event, St. Croix Homecoming Festival. We're posting updates there of any cancellations, time changes, things like that. It can all be found there.
Perfect. Yeah. When we come back, we're going to, we have more events, Mary?
Well, I just was going to mention, by the way, the Callis Community Thrift Store will be open from 9 to 4 along with the street fair. So they have volunteers will have the store open with lots of treasures available, so come see.
Yes, and special sales that day, too. They're not always open on Saturday, but they're having a good event in there. And all the money that they bring in at the thrift store goes right back to the Irene Chadbourne Ecumenical Food Bank. So all that money really helps people in need in our community as well.
Didn't want to forget to say that.
Thank you for adding
that. We also want to remind everyone that during the street fair, the businesses that are downtown will also be open along with all the local restaurants. Make sure you patronize those. Those businesses are the ones that make events like this happen financially.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This is St. Croix Homecoming Festival, August 5th, 6th, and 7th, right here in Callis. You're listening live on Classic Hits, 92.7, 95.3.
We love the music.
It's a great station.
I love it.
All the great music. I never have to change a channel.
Classic Hits 92.7 and 95.3.